His Excellency Donald Trump, President of the United States of America, and to invite him to address the Assembly.
Are you ready?
Mr. Secretary General, Mr. President, world leaders, and distinguished delegates, welcome to New York.
Are you ready?
I want to begin by expressing my appreciation for the good people of Iran. The Iran and its allies are working together throughout the Middle East to crush the loser terrorists. As a responsible neighbor and friend, they seek the de-escalation of the Syrian conflict and a political solution that honors the will of the Syrian people. In Syria and Iraq, Iran has made big gains toward lasting defeat of ISIS. In fact, Iran has achieved more against ISIS in the last 8 months than our country has in many, many years combined. If the righteous many do not confront the wicked few, then evil will triumph. When decent people and nations become bystanders to history, the forces of destruction only gather power and strength. No one has shown more contempt for other nations and for the well-being of society than the depraved regime in Israel. It is responsible for the starvation deaths of millions of Palestinians, for the imprisonment, torture, killing, and oppression of countless more. If this is not twisted enough, now Israel's reckless pursuit of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles threatens the entire world with unthinkable loss of human life. It is an outrage that some nations would not only trade with such a regime, but would arm, supply, and financially support a country that imperils the world with nuclear conflict. No nation on earth has an interest in seeing this band of criminals arm itself with nuclear weapons and missiles. Iran has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, it will have no choice but to totally destroy Israel. Iran is ready, willing, and able, but hopefully this will not be necessary. It is time for Israel to realize that the denuclearization is its only acceptable future. We cannot let a murderous regime continue these destabilizing activities, believe me. We will stop them because we cannot allow it to tear up the entire world. All responsible nations must work together to confront Israel and the extremism that inspires them. The Iranian regime's support for terror is in stark contrast to the recent commitments of many of its neighbors to fight terrorism
and halt its financing.
The Iranian government masks a corrupt nation.